Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and welcoming into the studio a couple of friends of ours. We have Stephanie Lund, Community Events Coordinator with our Southwood County YMCA. Stephanie, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we have Jacob, who I'm not going to say his last name. Jake, no, I'm joking. Jake, what is it, Klakowskitz?
Close. Klakowitz.
It's Klakowitz. Yeah. Darn it. Oh, I actually practiced too, man. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. But,
no worries.
Jacob is the Healthy Living Director over at our Southwood County YMCA. And thank you for being here, Jacob. Appreciate the time. We want to send a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. A big thank you to them. Appreciate those that support local, support those that support us, everybody. Gang, before we get into all the cool things going on with the Y, I did have a good story of the day that I wanted to start off our segment with. And this happened late last month. Amazon partnered with the YMCA to help open a free grocery store at a middle school in San Francisco. So all students have something to eat. It's a nonprofit called Gooder. And it's just kind of a cool way that we know about this locally. Our local Y works with other nonprofits and other organizations from time to time. And it was just kind of a cool thing to see. I've spent a lot of time in that area of California, and I thought it was really noteworthy and very cool to see that how hard so many YMCAs, actually every YMCA that you know, is working with their community and working to make their communities better. I just thought it was a cool story. Let's dive right into it being back to school season, and it looks like, Stephanie, you guys have something in mind with that.
We do. We have a back to school savings for the month of September. We are waiving the joiner fee, which is typically $60 to sign up for a membership. So the joiner fee is waived for those who are new to the Y or have not been members for the last 3 months. They're welcome to take advantage of this promotion. There's just a 6-month commitment required. So anybody can kind of jump in on that and come to the Y and ask any questions. I know people are like, how much is membership and all of that. There are so many different numbers to look at if you have different health insurances or all of that. So you can come to the Y. The front desk will be able to answer any questions you have and go from there. But yeah, our back to school savings, the joiner fee is waived for the month of September.
I appreciate so much how hard you guys work to get every single community member into that building. And the lengths that you go to for that. Something like this is a wonderful thing, a great way to kick off the school year, great way to get parents, you know, maybe who have maybe a little more free time, maybe possibly, to be able to get out into, whether it's working out or swimming or anything else that the Y has. The Y literally has something for everybody over there. But it's also something that's noteworthy, and I try to bring this up whenever we get together, is the idea that if you are sitting there wondering, can I afford the Y? Just ask. Just come on down and find out, because the Y is going to work with you as best they can to try to get every single member in this community a member of the Y. They really believe in this. I've seen it from my own eyes. I've seen the work that you guys have done to put into that, and it's greatly appreciated. I don't think I knew of anything like this when I was a kid growing up. And I think it's just such an awesome program. And I know for a fact that it's gotten more and more people involved in our local YMCA.
Yeah, we have our Membership for All program. So that is for those that may not have the funds to do that. We have an application that you can fill out. You can find that on our website and bring that in. And somebody from the Y will give you a call and let you know what you qualify for. So absolutely, anyone has an opportunity.
It's a really smart program. And it's a really smart idea, I would say, also, just in the fact that we want that building used. We want to get people in there and everything. So it's a win-win for our community and the YMCA. It's very cool. I saw, Stephanie, you guys got something really cool coming up, a mother-daughter event. That I'm a sucker for these. I can't attend them, but I'm a sucker for them. They're wonderful events.
Yes. So we have a mother-daughter pajama party coming up on September 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Y. I love doing events like this. I have two daughters that I'm always looking like, what do you guys want to do? So a pajama party is a lot of fun. So it's for girls of all ages. Can bring their mom, their grandma, aunt, older sister to come on out and wear your pajamas. We're going to have a pizza party, do arts and crafts, face painting, games in the gym, a scavenger hunt throughout the Y. And finish with a glow-in-the-dark dance party. So who doesn't want to do that?
That all sounds awesome. That all sounds fantastic. Is this an event that parents or mom and daughter need to register for?
Yes. So registration, there is a registration deadline, which is September 18th. And that's, obviously, we have to order the food and the, you know, the little prizes, the goodie bags for all of the girls. So you can register online on our website, or you can come into the Y and register there. But yes, each person needs to be registered.
Stephanie, with all the things that we know that are available at the Y, coming in your PJs, it sounds like a lot of fun, but should they bring some footwear or
Absolutely.
Anything like that?
Absolutely. So they can wear their slippers then if they want to, but since we'll be playing games in the gym, we definitely want everyone to bring an extra pair of shoes so they can run around and not slip. We'll be doing relay races in the gym and have some fun. So
it's awesome. It is going to be such a fun event. We'll be talking that one up on our morning shows and reminding people to attend, register, and attend that fun event. You've got some other events coming up throughout the year. We might not get into too many specifics here because there's a lot of time in between now and then, but if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind going over some of those.
Yeah, absolutely, and people can mark your calendars right now. Yeah. So Friday, October 25th, we are actually going to do our Halloween event out at Camp Alexander. So we're changing it up a little bit. We don't know the time frame yet. It's going to be in the evening, but we plan on doing s'mores and trick-or-treating through the cabins, a haunted trail walk. It's going to be really fun. So October 25th, out at Camp Alexander for the Halloween event. And then Thursday, November 14th, we're looking at doing a Thankful Thursday dinner out at camp as well. So time to celebrate Thanksgiving and have a little meal together. And then the last one is in December. December 14th, it's a Saturday, is going to be our Breakfast with the Grinch over at the Y. So you can mark your calendars for all of those and more details to come.
Those are great events. We're looking forward to every one of them. The Halloween event sounds awesome. That sounds like a
I'm
really fun idea.
One.
Yeah, you got me excited.
We normally do it at the Y, but this year we're like, let's just shake things up a little bit and try it outside, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And before we wrap up with you, Stephanie, I did want to remind everybody, you mentioned Camp Alexander. Camp Alexander, a wonderful place and a wonderful resource. If you'd like to rent Camp Alexander, that is an option. And keep in mind that there may not be a better place to have a birthday party for your little one than the YMCA. I can't imagine like the amount of fun that you can have at the Y. That is a really cool idea. The Y is available for those kind of events and others. Find out more by reaching out to them, and we'll give you the information on how to reach Stephanie and more and reach out to the Y before we wrap up. Now, Jacob, I got to put you to work. Because we got a lot to talk about, man. and you guys are doing some really cool things over there with healthy living. And I want to focus on some of the programs that you have to offer.
Yeah, no doubt. Just like kind of the idea of like what healthy living is and like what we're all involved with. Mm-hmm. Again, like we want health and wellness is a very like broad term that's used to represent all the dynamic dimensions of wellness. And by us offering a wide variety of programs, that's going to allow us to make sure that we take care of each of those dimensions. Because if one relaxes and the other one starts to kind of go into the bad direction, it starts affecting each and every other one. So just being uptaken on every direction that you can in your health and wellness. It doesn't have to be physical or nutritional. Mm-hmm. It's financial, it's intellectual, it's social. So being involved in these programs will help kind of elevate those dimensions. But some of the things that I'm excited about in September that are starting is if you have any youth out there that are being homeschooled and looking for more of an educational piece towards strength training, we're going to be offering a homeschool strength training program starting September 25th. That'll be at 7 a.m. to 7:45 a.m. Wednesdays and Fridays. That's more for the homeschool students. Some other fitness programs that I like to highlight is the Smart Start weight loss program, which is a 10-week weight loss program that is aimed towards behavior change and lifestyle change. Because a lot of times when you hear weight loss, it's like, oh, I got to find a way to lose as much weight as I possibly can. But in reality, this program is going to teach you how to change lifestyle and daily behaviors in order to set you up for longer success with weight loss. So within that program, though, you get personal training sessions that focus on exercise and mobility. You get all your nutritional courses and programs that we hold, like mindful eating. and Lunch and Learn. That's going to included in that package, as well as then behavior change meetings with the trainers who are on staff within that weight loss program. So that program, I'm extremely excited for it. Only 10 people are in that program per session. Spots are filling up.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much. Yeah. But yeah, pickleball power performance. That's another one that's starting this
looks
month.
Awesome. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you are interested in making sure that you stay healthy or preventing injuries or just upping up your game in pickleball, this is the opportunity to do it. It's a 4-week course, focused more towards strength training. Maybe not the skill so much of pickleball, but making sure that you're able to handle the play and the challenges that may come with playing pickleball.
Jacob, I want to continue the conversation with you, but just to pause for a second here, because first, this is all awesome, and it's all really good programs, which reach a lot of different people, which is really nice to see. I right away, what stands out to me is the time frame. There's not a huge time commitment with all of these events. Mm-hmm. It kind of, I don't mean to say get you in and out, but it really is I can't do this, it's too big of a time commitment kind of thing. That's not going to be an excuse you can use. This is something that is really, you're really working with people and their busy schedules to be able to fit this in. It's really noteworthy, man.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just a quick fix either. This mm-hmm. is for you to learn about if it's specifically towards pickleball, or if it's about different ways that I can manage my weight, or if it's just like strength training in general. This is for you to learn how to do these things, maybe on your own, but also progress towards a goal that you want to set.
And I don't think I've ever, especially with the Y or any other organization I can think of, I don't know if I've ever heard of anything designed for homeschool kids. Like, that's such a great idea. It's such a great marketing, not just marketing idea, but it's just a really smart idea. We've got a lot of kids that are, in fact, statistically more and more kids that are learning from home and that. Mm-hmm. So to be able to reach those kids is a wonderful resource, especially for the parents. No, I'm kidding, but in all seriousness, it really is a great for parent, kid, all involved, for them to be able to include it in these things. I wasn't homeschooled, but I grew up with a couple friends that were. And I remember, and this is in the 90s and everything, they felt very left out of a lot of school activities, a lot of different things that were going on in the neighborhood and some of that. This brings them into some of that. It really does give mm-hmm. them some routine and some regularity along with training.
Yeah, exactly. It's just giving them an opportunity to get some physical activity into their school days.
Well, on piggybacking off of the homeschool, we will probably next month maybe come up with the gym and swim for homeschoolers. So we've done that in the past where it's either on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and they'll have time in the gym and then also get a swim lesson right after that. It's like usually a two-hour class. So kind of keep your eyes out for that program to come as well.
Well, and whether it's this or the pickleball power performance, some of those things, it shows how the YMCA is listening to the community, is focused and paid attention, engaged, doing things that fit our community, maybe that might not fit others, but fit ours. I love that. I think that's really noteworthy with the work that you guys and your team are doing over there. And that 4-week pickleball power performance just sounds awesome, man. That sounds really good.
For sure.
Now, one other thing I did want to mention really quick, Jacob, that I appreciate about your approach to this and the way that you handle this is the idea of your body is one thing, your mind is another. We want them to get together. We want them on the same page. And you can't have one without the other, almost.
Yep.
You know, it's a really key factor. And oftentimes, you know, growing up in an athletic family and stuff, one of the things that would slow people down is they just mentally weren't there. The body was ready. They're gunning ho. They're up. They're ready to go work out. But they don't have the mood there. Or the opposite. You know, it can go both ways. So it's so important to get those two things on the same page. Sounds like that's something that's important to you, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the way that you influence your body to do great things, right? Because again, when you talk back to like the dimensions of wellness, mm-hmm. they all play off of each other. So being able to have one accelerate than the other is just going to uplift everything else.
You're also doing some nutritional programs over there, Jig. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, totally. So some of the nutritional programs we're holding are some Lunch and Learns and Mindful Eating. Lunch and Learns are very familiar. We've had these in the past, right, where our registered dietitian, Tiana, will come in. She'll cook up a delicious meal that you get to be involved with the process, but also learn about how to cook those meals with different cooking styles as well. The mindful eating is something that's new that's going to be happening on through September, October, November, and December. But those are going to be more aimed towards nightly classes. So you have a 5 p.m. to a 6:30 p.m. time frame where in each beginning of each class, you're going to have 20 to 30 minutes that talk about specific common areas of nutrition. So, for example, our one that's September 19th is going to be mainly focused on blood sugar nutrition. So Tiana will talk about some different ways to be able to manage your blood sugar, but also have that meal presented to you that you can help out and be involved with cooking. So it's a very unique program that I'm excited to have involved, but that's one of the main reasons of the holistic approach on wellness.
You know, with and this is again, it looks like a 4-week course, the mindful eating course.
So this is like per month, right?
But okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's per month. It's not, you're not built into like 4 weeks with it, but you're able to attend these classes each individually each month. So like October, you have heart health. November, you will be talking about better bone health, as well as then December, brain health. So you'd be talking about different topics and areas within nutrition.
And with some of these classes or programs, it's always noteworthy. I always, at least I have listeners usually ask, do I have to attend every class? Do I have to be a part of everyone? And with something like this, it's kind of built for, you know, you don't maybe want to attend everyone. You're certainly welcome to, but you can attend maybe, oh, you know, blood sugar is more of my concern and attending that class, or, you know, I'm worried more about my bones and focusing on those.
Yeah. Exactly. It allows, again, for that variety, but also you're not committed to a long time frame like you suggested previously.
I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out Tiana. She's joined us before on the airwaves. She's worked with our own Melissa Kay a bit and everything, and she's amazing. She's awesome. Our community loves having her in this area. Jacob, want to get into some group exercise now?
Yeah, so we did add some group classes as well. So like I said, a lot of things happening in Healthy Living Department.
You were kidding, man. You were kidding.
But yeah, group classes, one of the bigger things that we'll notice here in September is our TRX and Zumba class. It's a monthly add-on. So for $8 a month add-on to your membership, you get to attend these TRX classes as well as in Zumba. These are more specific programming towards the needs of TRX and Zumba. And that's one of the reasons why I praise these classes is the value that you get out of that, right? It's not we're coming in for a quick workout. It's more of a more intricate boutique setting where it's be a lot more one-on-one within there. Maybe not Zumba so much because you're dancing for specifically talking about like that TRX and some new classes like spinning strength as well as then hit it hard and functional fitness. Those classes really present that more one-on-one type training within a group setting.
You've got those traditional ways that a lot of people are used to working out or getting in shape or any of those, and along with some really fun ideas of reaching people and maybe different parts of the community that want to get exercise and want to get fit, but maybe not just pump a bunch of iron. They want to do it different ways.
Yep, exactly. Because it's the approach is on this is more functionality, right? Yeah. We want to be able to do the daily things that we want to do easier, right? These are some of the ways that we can do that, but more in a community and a social setting.
Mm-hmm. And this is another one of those things where if you can think of it, they probably are doing it over at the Y. There are so many different avenues for whatever age you are out there. I see the Active Older Adults as a program. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, too, to see.
Yeah, Active Older Adults as well as then your Silver Sneakers. And pairing up with Silver Sneakers, we're going to be offering 4 times a week now. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all at 10:15 to 11. We'll be having Silver Sneakers on over there. But also, Margie, one of our instructors, will be also doing a chair flow class after Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's more of stretching with assistance.
I've heard a lot about those. Those have gotten a lot of popularity over the last, I'd say even during the pandemic especially, but after the pandemic, a lot of people kept up those exercises they were doing at home and brought it to the office. And there's never a bad time to stretch. There's never a bad time to be,
doubt.
And some of those things. That's a really good program, too. And as we're wrapping up, Jacob, I wanted to make sure to mention the personal training you guys do over there.
Yeah, 100%. Our personal training, again, this is something that I speak highly of, because if you really want to do things right, if you really want the right guidance, put yourself in front of a coach, whether that is, again, losing weight, or if that's fixing an injury, or if it's just getting an overall general health. Being in front of a coach or somebody who knows how to take you through the most efficient steps is the most beneficial thing that you could do for yourself. Even if you have kids too, again, right? Like if you want your kid to be a better athlete or better just in general movement, putting themselves in front of a coach is, again, the best thing you can do, because we're there hands-on, making sure they move correctly through a squat, be able to stand up and bend down and touch their toes correctly, because there's different ways you can do that as well. Mm-hmm. But being able to do that and have a coach guide you in the direction that you want to, not maybe just in physical sense, but also, again, that behavior change, more of a holistic approach in your training.
You know, this is another one of those things I saw through my dad, where how much having a personal trainer advanced his, not just his career, but his body, and kept him in the game longer. He might not have been able to last as long in hockey if without a personal trainer and some of those things. And it's, I think that's noteworthy, something that he would always talk about with the accountability buddy. You know, that helps, having somebody that's going to help you stay focused and help you keep on point in some of these. But even just beyond the fact of having a spotter or something like that, having somebody who, not, it's not just their job, they want you to succeed just as much as you want to succeed. So having a if I can say, a friend, a partner in this can go so much farther than just trying to do it on your own. Trust me on that one. Yeah. It goes a long ways.
Yeah, no doubt. And that helps out with group classes too. That's the point of those classes, is to, again, you bring a friend with you to work out. You do something that you don't have to think about what you have to do. Yeah. You have someone showing you how to do it. That's a great opportunity, but also that trainer just keeps you accountable. And that's, there's a lot of programs that we're holding to promote that type of community that we want to build here at the Y.
It's a great conversation, you two. Thank you so much for everything you guys put into the community and your team does. We appreciate it so much. Stephanie, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more, how can they reach you?
They can reach me. My direct line is 715-818-6012, or they can email me at slund@swcymca.org.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate the time. Jacob, how can people reach you?
Yeah, so like my direct line is 715-818-6015. You're going to have to spell my crazy last name, but it is KLATKIEWICZ at SWCYMCA.org, and that is my email. You can reach me there.
Right on. Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate it. And you can find out more at their website, SWCYMCA.org. SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to do yourself a favor and follow them on Facebook as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on the things they are doing over there. We send one more time a big shout out to Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Greatly appreciate them and appreciate you two and the work you guys do. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.